Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's Friday, you survived, we're heading into the weekend. It's been a good week. Hey, if you've been listening to the podcast this week, you know that on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we hung out on one topic and had sort of a mini-series. And if you like that, please let us know, or if you have any thoughts about that, shoot us an email or Facebook, however you want to communicate. But we'd love to hear your thoughts, because our goal is, whether it's myself or Pastor Benj or Pastor Chuck, is to provide content that's helpful and encouraging to you. Hey, today on the podcast, I want to think about this idea of seasons. Life has seasons. From the beginning of the Bible, in the book in Genesis chapter 1, we see God at work, and he separates day from night. He marks seasons, he marks days, he marks years. And so seasons are just part of life. And I think in each of the seasons, there's sort of a different thing that God's showing us. In our world today, it seems like life is moving so quickly that we face a lot of new seasons. And some of those seasons we choose, and some of those seasons, they're forced on us. One stage of life ends and another one begins, a new career challenges us, and all this stuff. And so life is changing around us. But what I want to think about today is that between seasons, there are seasons before seasons. There are times that God wants us to be prepared for the next season, and this season is called a season of waiting. Now, most of the time, I think we'd agree that we're not really good at waiting. We like to rush, we like to be really involved, we like to move ahead, but I'm telling you, the season before the season, this period of waiting is so, so important in the believer's life, because God uses it to mold us and shape us. One person that handled this season really well was David. There was a big gap between David was anointed to be the next king of Israel and when he was appointed to actually take the throne. There was years in between when he found out what he was supposed to do, but when he was finally able to do it. And during that season of waiting, he came under attack by Saul. Saul, the king, basically snapped and tried to track David down and wanted to kill him. In 1 Samuel 24, Saul is running, trying to find David, and he wanders into the cave where David is actually hiding out. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 24 that Saul goes in to relieve himself. So he's in this very vulnerable position, and all of David's men are saying to David, "David, you should kill him." In fact, I would encourage you to read 1 Samuel 24. It's an amazing story where all of David's men say, "David, this is your chance. This evil king Saul, he's been trying to kill you. Now you can get him, and your running, your waiting will be over." But here's what we learn from David. The first principle is, in the season of waiting, is just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Just because you can does not mean you should. So in a season of waiting, there's a lot of things we could do. There's a lot of things that we could probably get away with. There's a lot of things that we could do, but just because you could do it doesn't necessarily mean it's what you should do. So David could have killed Saul, but that doesn't mean that he should have killed Saul. The second principle we learn from David is, just because everyone says it's okay doesn't mean that it's okay. If David were to take a poll in 1 Samuel 24, all of his men would have said, "It's time for you to kill him." In fact, that's what they say in verse 4, 5, and 6, "You should do it." But just because everybody says it's okay doesn't mean that it is okay. And then the third principle that we learn is that just because somebody does wrong to us doesn't mean that it's okay for us to do wrong in return. Does that make sense? Just because somebody wrongs us doesn't mean that it's okay for us to wrong them in return. So most people would have said to David, "David, you deserve to kill Saul. David, you, with the way that he's treated you, nobody would blame you." But instead, David realized that just because somebody treats me wrong doesn't give me permission to handle this situation in the wrong way. And so for this season of waiting for David, God used it in a powerful way to say, "David, I've anointed you to be somebody, but I haven't appointed you yet." And so David, instead of rushing ahead And David, instead of taking matters into your own hand, instead of you forcibly taking the throne, David, I want you to wait. So I want to encourage you today. I don't know what season you're in, but I know a lot of people that I feel like they're in a season of waiting. And that season of waiting isn't wasted if we allow God to prepare us. And so if you find yourself in that season, here's what I would encourage you to do. One is to read Scripture. Man, spend time in God's Word and just allow that those words to come off of the page and into your heart. Number two, I would say pay attention to the things that you're passionate about. What is it that you get fired up about? What keeps you awake at night? What, when you see it, you think, man, somebody ought to do something about it. And then thirdly, tap into godly counsel. Have some people in your life, whether it's in your small group, a pastor, whether it's a godly friend, have some people that you can tap into and say, hey, here's the season I'm in. Here's what I'm facing. What do you see? And give them permission to speak into your life, because this life is not meant to be lived alone. Man, allow them to speak into your life. And so today, man, if you're in the season of waiting, don't waste it. Allow it to be a season of preparation where God molds you and shapes you. Because here's what happens for David, is he eventually becomes the king and God lifts him up because David did the right thing even when everybody told him to do wrong. Hey, I hope you have a great Friday, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. And as always, if you can't be there in person, go to live.sugarhill.church and join us online. And we look forward to a great weekend. Have a great day. See you soon.